times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand. And you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. President Hichilema cautions against using ethnicity and religion to justify theft. Government says ZESCO cannot stop power exports due to ongoing contractual agreements. In global news, Trump's big spending bill heads to final vote in U.S. House. A very good afternoon to you with the Phoenix FM menu, the 13 hours. My name is Constance Mazinamwenga. The details. President Hakainde Hichilema has called on Zambians to stop glorifying individuals involved in theft, particularly when excuses are made along ethnic or religious lines. Speaking at State House this morning when he swore in five permanent secretaries, an ambassador and the new deputy auditor general, President Hichilema highlighted that this troubling trend often surfaces when investigations are launched into corruption cases. He has urged the public to recognize that criminal behavior should never be defended based on tribal or religious affiliations. The president also stressed the importance of integrity in public service, calling on the newly appointed officials to prioritize national interest over personal gain. He pointed to the ongoing issue of drug pilferage, particularly within the Ministry of Health, as a significant obstacle to the country's development. Meanwhile, the head of state has urged newly appointed Deputy Auditor General Stella Nyonda to work on providing timely audits rather than ones that have surpassed time to ensure prompt guidance in national planning.
I'm working hard. We are working very hard as a team to alter positively the culture in the public sector, to focus on serving the people, not ourselves. When we serve the people, our own interests will be taken care of. But we have seen some people in the public sector who focus on serving their interests first. So their interests become primary. The interests of the 20 million Zambians become secondary. It doesn't work like that. It's the other way around. National interest, people's interests first, then our personal interests.
The seven officials sworn in are Alfred Sakuya, Hilton Chiveleka as permanent secretaries, special duties at cabinet, Dr. Mark Chombe, permanent secretary, Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock, Joma Simoi, health permanent secretary for administration, and Beatrice Chiloma, community development. Others are Stella Nyonde as Deputy Auditor General and George Zulu as Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary. Government says ZESCO cannot stop exporting power as it is currently under contractual obligations. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa says the amount of money ZESCO pay as a result of cancelling power export agreements is way more than what could be generated locally. Mr. Mwitwa has, however, said only 190 megawatts of power is currently being exported to the region in a bid to meet contractual obligations. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwitwa has revealed that Cabinet approved the application and introduction of a bill in the National Assembly that will see the increase of both High Court and Court of Appeal judges. He says it was agreed that the number of High Court judges will increase from 60 to 100, whereas those from the Court of Appeal will increase from 19 to 31 judges. In a bid to address the challenge of backlog cases judges have been facing recently.
The object of the bill is to prescribe the number of judges for the Supreme Court, Constitutional Court, Court of Appeal, and the High Court. The Superior Court's Number of Judges Act No. 9 of 2016 provides for 60 judges of the High Court and 19 judges of the Court of Appeal. However, there is need to increase the number of High Court judges to 100. And the number of Court of Appeal judges to 31, so as to address the backlog of cases in the High Court and in the Court of Appeal.
Socialist Party leader Dr. Fred Member is urging government to immediately revise what he described as overly generous mining tax waivers granted to the transnational corporations, warning that the country's economic situation is deteriorating rapidly. In a statement, Dr. Member says the revision of these tax waivers would serve as a key immediate economic measure to address Zambia's mounting challenges. He says the country is currently facing a severe political and economic crisis, describing the situation as tense and fragile. Dr. Membe has pointed out that prolonged load shedding is taking a toll on businesses, while minor reductions in fuel prices have not been adequately reflected in transport costs. He has also urged government to halt electricity exports and prioritize the needs of the Zambian people amid ongoing power shortages. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has apprehended two suspects in connection with a large-scale illicit cannabis cultivation scheme in Chifwema area in Kafue district. DEC spokesperson Alan Tamba says the suspects, identified as Bonwo John Mulenga of Kanyelele village and Timothy Cholwe of Mwelwa village, were apprehended in connection with the offense of trafficking in 86.9 kilograms of loose cannabis and trafficking in 14 kilograms of loose cannabis. Mr. Tamba says it is reasonably believed that the said drugs were destined for sale on the international market, especially in selected Western countries where policy and legislative frameworks are tilting towards decriminalization of possession and recreational use. Meanwhile, Mr. Tamba says the commission in Solwezi District has jointly charged and arrested two Philippine nationals identified as Ryan Balupong and Sher Pangan in connection with the offense of trafficking in 8.1 grams of crystal meth. He says a Zambian national identified as Patrick Chiwota, a resident of Kansanshi, who was behind the supply of the said drugs together with paraphernalia used for the illicit administration, has also been arrested.
Meanwhile, in Solwezi district in the northwestern province, the commission has jointly charged and arrested two Philippine nationals identified as Ryan Balsong, male aged 46, and Shia John Pangan, male aged 40. The arrest is in connection with the offense of trafficking in 8.1 grams of crystal meth and the offense of possession of instruments used for the administration of illicit drugs. This is pursuant to Section 25, Subsection 1 of the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act No. 35 of 2021 of the Laws of the Republic of Zambia. Also arrested in connection with this matter is the Zambian national identified as Patrick Chiwota, male age 38, a resident of Kansanshi. Evidence demonstrates that Chiwota was the mastermind behind the supply of the said drugs.
In global news, U.S. President Donald Trump's huge budget bill is heading for a final vote in the U.S. House of Representatives. The plan, which Trump calls the Big Beautiful Bill, has been held up in Congress over concerns about the impact on national debt and health care. Trump wants the bill signed by the 4th of July, when the U.S. celebrates Independence Day. The BBC reports on other world stories.
President Trump's flagship tax and spending bill has cleared its first procedural hurdle in the U.S. House of Representatives, but it's taken many hours to win round dissenting Republicans. It paves the way for the House to debate the bill later today. A UN rapporteur has accused dozens of companies of being complicit in war crimes in Gaza and the occupied West Bank. They include arms producers, manufacturers whose vehicles are used to demolish homes, technology companies and banks. Heavy bombing of Gaza has meanwhile continued, with dozens of people reported killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight. Reports from the city of El Fasher in North Darfur say the Sudanese army has killed more than 60 paramilitary RSF fighters in airstrikes. The army has been stepping up its air attack.
We now take a quick break. When we return, business news.
Check.
There we go.
106.7 and one there.
And now for the business news.
The business news is brought to you by First National Bank. FNB. How can we help you?
FNB Zambia has officially reopened its Cairo branch in Lusaka, marking a key milestone in its strategy to improve customer access and